Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One thing, too, we should mention from last night. Dude, how about David Peterson? Complete game shutout. He has turned himself into a stud. 2.49 ERA on the year. Just, I've always liked his competitiveness. I guess it goes back to the COVID year. I want to say that first year, maybe it was before that in 2019. Either way, I remember liking Peterson's competitiveness,
yeah.
But he could just never put it fully together, which would drive me nuts a little bit. Last year in the postseason, he was a weapon. Dude, he's turned himself into a high-end starter right now. You look at, I know the Mets don't have the quote-unquote ace on paper, but when you look at what Senga's been able to do with his ERA, you look at what Peterson could do, and then all of a sudden you throw Manaea back into the mix. That's a pretty solid 1-2-3 punch right there. Not to mention the rest of the rotation and the depth, but Peterson has turned himself into a high-end starting pitcher.
He was a first-round pick, wasn't he? I mean, he's been around.
I don't recall.
I believe he was first-round pick, so he's bringing first-round stuff, and sometimes it takes a while to harness it. I guess my question for you, and it is good to see a complete game. You just don't see it that much anymore. It's almost like you celebrate like it's a no-hitter. Like, he was so pumped, which I get.
I love it.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think it was awesome. Good for him.
Right, it is even more special now because it doesn't happen at all.
You know, we don't see it. Of the pitchers that you mentioned, who do you have the least, not to turn it to a negative, but who do you have the least faith in continuing their seasons?
Tyler McGill.
Yeah. He's the easy one. Well, all right, who's next?
If you ask me,
I would say McGill too.
Who I want first off the boat, it would be him. And that's... You know, it sounds demeaning, but it's also, I love Griffin Canning. So I know that people are going to say maybe you don't trust Canning, and maybe he does start to peter out a little bit.
Yeah.
I love the way he pitches. He's a good pitcher. Dude, he attacked Ohtani and Judge. It was one of my favorite things to watch this season. Griffin Canning, a guy who came to the Mets with an ERA over 5, just going hard after Judge and Ohtani, knowing how to pitch to those guys. All right, so what do we got? McGill, you're talking about Senga.
I'd chip him out first, too.
McGill, you're saying?
Yeah.
Peterson,
I've loved Peterson for a couple years. You know that.
Right. Peterson, Senga, Canning. Who am I forgetting here? Peterson, Senga,
we got
Canning,
Manaea coming
McGill,
back, obviously.
Manaea coming back. No.
One more?
Blackburn is not going to be in the fully rotation. Hoff, who are we leaving out here? Why am I forgetting this?
Peterson. Blackburn?
No. Peterson, Senga, Canning, Tyler McGill.
Yeah, I'm coming up short. It's not popping in my head. Yeah. We know
Clay
it,
Holmes.
But...
Yeah, Clay Holmes, there you go. Thank you, Clay Holmes.
How do you feel about that? Oh, because he's a reliever, that's why.
No. So anyway, yeah. So I would, if you asked me to rank in order of who I trust the most...
All right.
I'd probably go Peterson 1.
All right.
I mean, Senga drives me nuts because of... I don't even want to get into some of the stuff that, like, just, like, you know, heard about the work ethic and toughness.
Oh, really? Like, how hurt was he really back in the day?
Yeah, that was some of the question. And just, like, you know, the 6 innings, the six days, rest. Like, he needs the extra rest. He wants to be a start every six days.
A little high maintenance.
Yeah, that bothers me for, like, a true horse. But you can't dispute his stuff.
He's good.
You can't dispute his effectiveness this year and even when he pitched healthy 2 years ago. So I'll go Peterson 1. I'll go Senga 2. I would go Holmes 3. I would go Canning 4. Now, if I'm bringing Manaea in there, he trumps them all. I would go Manaea one. I think Manaea at his best a year ago was better than anything that the Mets have, including Peterson this year and Senga this year.
Well, the best part is you got a couple lefties, too. I mean, it's really a couple of ways to space this thing out.
Dude,
couple
they are
ground ball pitchers.
They are loaded. Yeah. The Mets are loaded. Like, this is not, yes, we could have fun, me, you know, joking around being from a fan's perspective, but I'm just telling you how I feel about this team. There is no clear weakness. They are rolling right now. They've got superstars with Lindor, Soto, Alonso that are producing. They don't even miss Vientos. Like, if I were to tell you beginning of the year, or you tell me, BT, beginning of the year, Vientos is going to have an off year. He's going to be hurt. And,
yeah.
I'd be
yeah.
like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, true. I mean, I was saying he should hit second in between Lindor and Soto.
Right. I thought he was going to be their second best bat or third best bat along with Lindor and Soto. So the fact that they don't even really miss Vientos, they got depth with Beatty, with Mauricio. Catcher, they've been fine even without Alvarez being a star.
Torrance, a good backup.
McNeil, yeah, exactly. They're
very good
solid
backup
everywhere. They're also a smart organization. How to maximize the pitchers and what pitches to throw and when to deploy certain players, what type of lineup they're going to go out there. They have a good manager. Like, I'm comfortable with everything. It doesn't mean that they're going to win the World Series.
No.
But I feel as good about this team and this franchise as I've ever felt in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. Sally's feeling good.
Big picture.
I understand.
Meaning King Cohen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stearns.
Yeah.
Mendy.
Yeah.
All the players that they have, like getting Soto. There's really nothing that's missing outside of the ultimate goals, which are sustained success, which can't happen in one day or one season even, and a World Series, which could happen in one season.
Well, one of the things that I said about the Mets is that, and this is going into the season, is that they're set up in a way I've never seen them set up. So you've got an owner who knows where to stay out of it, who has a good connection to the fans, who spends money, and has created a nice family environment. We know Cohen's, so far, it's going well. You've got a young general manager who is very, you know, deeply entrenched in the newer trends in baseball, not all analytics, but certainly incorporates them. You got a manager who seems to go with his gut a little bit, seems to be a good people person, doesn't get walked over like I feel like Mendoza does a good line of straddling the line of being, you know, a player's manager, but also not taking us for fools. Like, we understand. Right. Like, you know, whether it was Vientos not hustling down to first base earlier in the year, he cuts it off. He's like, no, not acceptable. It's not what we're doing here. And he didn't talk around it. He addressed it without burying somebody. So those three, the most important things, the owner, the GM, the manager, and check, check, check.
And then the players so follow suit. Obviously, with bringing in, they have super, you know, they have the star players now. They have the role players. They are in a great spot. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Elvis is in Manhattan. What's up, Elvis?
Hey, what's up, Sal? What's up, Brandon? Listen, I was calling because I wanted to see what you guys think about when the All-Star game comes up. You think Soto's going to be All-Star worthy right now with those numbers that he's putting up?
Right now, he's not an All-Star to me. But that's also from a statistical evaluation. You know, I'm sure the Met fans are going to step up and vote him in. So, like, would it be? But there's been other examples where guys get the benefit of the doubt. You want to have that kind of an event, like a signature event. And Juan Soto's 25, 26 years old. He's on the team with the most wins in baseball. He's batting in the middle of the order. I mean, yeah, I mean, literally, has he had an All-Star season? No. If this continues, that will become a yes, but I do think he's there because I think he gets voted in.
I think the last 2 weeks have helped tremendously.
No, there's no doubt.
Because all you have to do when you're a star of his magnitude, especially playing in New York, but when you're a star of his magnitude, like you said, sometimes you get the benefit of the doubt, even a down year. Alonso got in last year.
Yeah.
Even a down year, you'd still, now the Mets are going to have all their All-Stars. Lindor's got to make it this year for the Mets. I mean, geez, what are we doing here if he doesn't?
You want to do the list real quick? Let's do it. Lindor?
Lindor.
Lindor's definitely an All-Star this year.
And Alonso. Those two definitely
I agree.
And I do think Soto's going to end up getting in.
I do too, but he better not have a 3-for-23. Like, now he's got to avoid that. Like, he's gotten hot. I do think he goes as well because I think the fans get him there. So probably those three. You got to have a pitcher or two. Got to.
Yeah,
somebody's going.
Senga. Peterson's probably not going to get the nod, although you could argue.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I hear you. I think Senga's got the second best ERA.
I thought he had the best ERA in the National League.
Okay.
Overall, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I think Senga, yeah. And so Senga, I would absolutely vote for. And Diaz has blown only one save. I mean, so right now, I would say that the Mets have five. Yankees. Judge.
Freed
for sure. I would say Goldschmidt.
You think he's going to be an all-star?
I mean, he's hitting .315. I mean, you know.
But compare him to the other first baseman. You know,
I've got to do a deeper dive on that. At one point, he was hitting .340. It was easy for me to say that he's cooled off a bit. He's got a really good chance.
Oh, Boone will be there.
Aaron Boone will obviously be there.
He's got to take his guys.
Brandon
is the manager of the World Series.
Give a little nod to his boy, sure.
So he probably get Goldschmidt in. Anybody that's borderline, he'd probably take.
Who else would get voted in, though? Let's see. Volpe's not getting voted in. Second base, no. Catchers, no.
Who's the third baseman again?
It depends. Let's see. Judge, Freed.
Dominguez, no.
Goldschmidt,
Belly,
no. No. You're going to get another. I think I'm missing an obvious one because I did this the other day. No.
Rice.
He's back down at 260.
Those have been the best guys.
I got you. Ben Rice, no.
But it's different.
I think I'm missing one. But you're going to
have Stanton gets any votes?
Who?
Stanton.
Stop. You're going to have nine or so. Maybe you're going to have nine, maybe 10 Yankee Met All-Stars. Going to be well represented.
Yank's a little light here.
Well, not light in the standings. We're good.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It used to be the Yankees' star power trumped anybody else, but now it just proves the well-rounded. Like, Grisham may not be an all-star. He could play center field on my team any day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I told you I would trade for him. Ben Rice, same thing. Maybe he's not an all-star yet, but you take his offense. He's been a key factor.
Yeah. I'm not sure what his ultimate ceiling is. I like Ben. I'm not trying to cut him down. But
they probably get Judge, Freed, and Goldie.
I think that there's got to be a fourth there. Who it's maybe? Listen, Carlos Rodon, by the way, leads tied for the league in wins.
Good God,
maybe Carlos good Rodon God, get a sub three ERA. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Oh, what do you mean you guess?
Oh, in a weak American league, yeah.
Oh, stop! I mean, he's got some of the best numbers in baseball, dude.
An All Star?
What? He's got some of the best numbers in baseball.
Yeah, well, Peterson's got to be an All Star then. If
I didn't say so, I mean. I didn't say that he shouldn't be.
I know. I feel like some of those guys. Yeah, maybe. I mean, Rodon does have nasty stuff. I'm not minimizing.
He's got great numbers, dude.
Maybe if you had a better
the Dodgers game. Well, I mean, the Red Sox.
Sunday night baseball, those things.
Well, I mean, I don't love it, you know, getting bamboozled on Sunday night national TV, but
you're talking about All-Star.
It's the greater majority of the season. It's not one isolated spot. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, who does it? Can you check, or do you know, BT, who does the voting? Like, where are we at? I know the fans vote the starters.
Yep.
The majority, or is it a percentage of the start?
The fans vote in the starters. Then all the manager, it? I believe so, yeah.
And then the manager.
Yeah. Then they fill it out with the staff. And then I think this goes back to Ichiro, where there, maybe not, but maybe slightly
players?
After. Yeah, where there's like five names that are then added, and one of the five gets in with an additional vote, something like that.
I thought that there was a balance of the fans and players voting on the All-Star. I'm not 100% sure.
I know really how it used to be.
I'm not really big into the All-Star game myself anyway. It used to be as a kid, so I understand the appeal.
How awesome was it as a kid?
Yeah, and I do think it's fun to watch our stars on a national stage. It also loses a lot of luster between the American League and National League, where it used to be, oh, look at these guys facing off against each other. Now we see that all the time with interleague play.
There's no doubt, but I'll tell you this. Baseball, at least like this, and yes, the sacred nature because of the interleague, it's obviously changed. It's been diluted a bit, and that was always the appeal. You know, hey, Dwight Gooden might face Don Mattingly tonight. Oh, that was amazing stuff. God.
Or even just seeing George Brett or Wade. Like, you didn't see those guys on a daily basis. Now you watch on your phone, you're watching everybody around the league.
No question. But the NBA All-Star is whatever nine levels below joke is, that's what the NBA All-Star game. Hockey, I haven't watched a second in 20 years. And football, I think it's flag football. So baseball, it's not what it was, but it's still pretty good. Yeah. What do you got there, Hoppy?
So for pitchers and bench players, except for that like last man that everyone can vote for.
Oh, so they do have that. I was right about that. They have like five names and that's one vote.
Yeah. But the player ballots and the commissioner's office.
Vote for the bench?
The bench and the starting pitcher.
So it's not even like Boone doesn't get to decide that anymore? Remember, it used to be the manager got to select, I think, the rest of...
But it was never a joint decision? Like Joe Torre had exclusive 100% autonomy?
Yeah, but I think
I don't know the answer.
They would call around the league and take their guys, but call around the league. Yeah. So the fans vote on the starters 100%?
Starters, correct. Yes.
Okay, fan vote for the
starters. Which is why you get idiots that are that haven't played a dime this season and they'll be starting like left field.
Right, okay, which is why maybe Soto gets in. Even though he's not technically on paper.
Take that away. They're not idiots. Soto should be starting right field.
Okay, and then the bench and all the rotation,
right. It's all player ballot.
All the pitching staff, I should say.
And commissioner's office, which I don't know
so
why the commissioner's office
is. Combined
on
player ballot. That's why I do think Soto will be an All-Star.
Well, the commissioners, unless they are. I don't think they're very smart out there anyway. But, I mean, you'd be a dope not to have, a first-place New York team right fielder. Well, not the All-Star game. They're going to get him there.
Yeah, especially when he's giving you enough reason now. Mm-hmm. If he's hitting, I think he might have got in if he got in 200 anyway, because of his star power. But it would have been a little more,
I'll tell you, I'm gonna gloat when I hear this, ladies and gentlemen. Now the National League reserves right fielder for the Mets. Juan Soto.
Hey, just get there. That's fine with me.
Reserve.
And by the way, we don't even know. Like, I don't know who, around baseball, I got to look at some of the numbers around baseball and seeing where everybody stacks up. You just watch them and Lindor should be an All-Star. Same with Pete and Soto based on reputation.
Well, that's what I was going to say about Rodon. He's got great numbers. He does have good numbers this year. He's the 11th best pitcher in the American League.
According to what metric?
What metric is determining this, besides the Hoff metric?
No, it's ERA.
Okay, what about WHIP?
He's got a .94 WHIP.
I mean, the only thing on the one is, come on, you do the Rico. You're into the numbers.
Yeah, but he's not even top five. He's a top seven.
How many strikeouts?
Let's see.
I believe he's top three in strikeouts.
Yes, he's the third.
Next you're going to go to wins like that matters anymore.
Well, listen, walks are up to 230.
And ask about that.
And if Boone doesn't have a say, and now Boone had a say, Rodon's getting there. But if the managers don't have a say anymore.
He's going to get. I mean, if he has four straight bomb starts, he's not getting there.
Where are we at with first baseman around the league, Hoss?
That's
Can
a good
you pull
question.
That up real quick?
Well, Vladdy, what's Vladdy doing?
Nah, they stink, dude.
So it's going to be Goldie's the best first baseman statistic? I got to look that up. We haven't I haven't looked into the All-Stars
around
the league.
We'll do first baseman in a second. Yeah.
All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.